Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Pasco County Public Schools in Florida continue to support a very radical LGBT plan. We're going to be talking about this and other matters on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have previously announced that we sent a letter to the Pasco County Public Schools with regards to the adoption of a harmful, frankly unauthorized, it appears unauthorized policy, practicing and promoting LGBT ideology in violation of the rights of students, parents, and teachers. The school board has not approved it. We do know that, at least at this point, there's been no open vote as far as we know. However, it looks like, Matt, that the highest levels of the school, including the superintendent, are approving of this, and that's how it got into the public school. They hired an individual who is a counselor, and this individual is the person who made this so-called plan. Her name is Jackie Jackson Dean, a school psychologist, and she credits herself as the lead author of the Gender Support Plan, which also includes the best practices guide adopted without the actual school board vote, but apparently with approval of some of the highest levels of the school board itself. And obviously now, Matt, they know about it, and the fact that they haven't taken direct action yet, whether they adopted it ahead of time, they are ratifying it after the fact.
Yeah, ratifying it, it's not even so much tacit approval through an act of omission. They're allowing this raw propaganda to move forward. And you know, this is why we so often say that the public school systems are indoctrination centers. So this is a violation of parental rights. It's a violation of the students' rights. And by virtue of pushing this agenda, the positive affirming agenda of one particular lifestyle that happens to be a counter-Christian lifestyle, it's telling all of these students that their faith, if they happen to be Bible-believing Christians, that their faith is discriminatory.
Yeah, and Jackie Jackson Dean's been working on this since 2017. As noted by Outcoast, that's a publication or online publication, Outcoast said the hiring of Jackson Dean as LGBTQ liaison was a, quote, radical move for Pasco County, close quote. Metro's LGBTQ coordinator, Cole Faust, and Jackson Dean came together to figure out how, and I'm quoting, came together to figure out how to get all of the high school Gay Straight Alliance youth together from across the country for a more interactive event. The GSA Mixer is funded through Metro's annual budget, and Metro's Safe Youth Groups welcome youth ages 13 through 18 and youth ages 13 through 22, close quote. That's from their own statements. And Holly Jackson Dean retweeted GLSEN's, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network's tweet, in which it says this: educators use this LGBTQ history coloring book featuring LGBTQ icons in your classroom.
Yeah, you know, Matt, and I spent some time going through that coloring book. That has nothing to do with education or history. That is purely propaganda. And, you know, I believe that the school board is meeting next week, and I would encourage parents who probably are innocently sending their children to this school, as well as taxpayers who are paying for this kind of propaganda, to come out in droves and talk about this and demand a change, because they're sending their children for education, not propaganda.
Yeah, and lest you think, well, this is Pasco County in the Central Florida General Region, and it doesn't affect me. Understand that this lady is a local person, a psychologist hired by the Pasco County Schools, and she is a representative working with GLSEN. GLSEN is a national LGBTQ, whatever, organization, and its sole function and purpose is to create information, literature, coloring books, teachers' guides and recommendations for how to get this LGBTQ into the public schools.
Right.
So this is not isolated to Pasco County.
Absolutely.
So what we're seeing here is happening around the country. Jackson Dean, the psychologist, has urged other educators to use this LGBTQ history coloring book. Featuring men dressed in drag and other homosexual characters, Jackson Dean supports introducing LGBT issues through windows when doors seem to be closed. That's what she said. Jackson Dean also supports lesson plans glorifying pederast Harvey Milk. She wants to, quote, swiftly and directly, close quote, punish students and teachers who refuse to use false gender pronouns, and she supports, quote, accountability, close quote, and, quote, powerful reinforcement, close quote, so that students identifying as LGBT stay LGBT.
So that means teachers, students are forced to lie in order to fulfill this agenda.
That's right.
Yeah, unbelievable. And you mentioned GLSEN, Matt. Don't forget this. These gay straight alliances that they push. These are this is an adult extremist organization using kids as pawns in order to further their socio-political agenda. And you mentioned Harvey Milk, the pederast. He is one of the celebrated icons of the homosexual activist movement. He was a mayor in San Francisco, and most people don't even realize he acknowledged, and his biographer, his good friend and biographer acknowledged that he had an ongoing sexual relationship with a 16-year-old boy. He assaulted him regularly, who ended up committing suicide. So these are not icons to be celebrated.
Yeah, and I remember some years ago in New York, a Harvey Milk school named itself Harvey Milk. And it was going to be a school only for LGBTQ students. So if you were heterosexual, you couldn't attend that school. If you were lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning, you could attend. It was a school just for those individuals, but not for someone who was heterosexual. We filed a lawsuit against Harvey Milk in New York and ultimately won and stopped that school from continuing. That is discriminatory. If you're heterosexual, you couldn't attend. No one was allowed if you have attractions to someone of the opposite sex. If you don't believe in homosexuality, you could not attend. It's so radical. It would be a very indoctrination school. But yeah, you're right. Harvey Milk, it's well known. It's amazing some of these icons that are part of the LGBTQ history, even like Matthew Shepard. You know, Matthew Shepard, additional research has come out. One person has come out with some additional research and said this had nothing to do with his being homosexual. In fact, it was part of a drug situation. It was the people who ultimately targeted him because they wanted to rob him of the drugs.
And in fact, it later came out that he was in a sexual relationship with one of his assailants.
With one of the assailants. It had nothing to do with the fact that he was homosexual. And yet he has become, like Harvey Milk, the icon of a homosexual movement.
Guys, we are talking about vulnerable children here. So these parents, all parents need to know, you need to be informed, what is your children being taught in school? Is it reading, arithmetic, writing, language, or is it this propaganda? You need to be informed.
Yeah, so we sent a letter and sent a follow-up to the Pasco County schools, and we're going to continue to press that. Let us know what's going on in your school. Find out what's going on in your school, because you may be, I think, frankly, will be surprised and shocked about what's taking place. It's becoming pervasive around the country, so make sure you understand what's taking place and take action. Also, pray for us today. Our attorneys are in Tampa because we are challenging an ordinance that bans counselors in Tampa, Hillsborough area, county, in Tampa, Florida, from giving counsel to anyone seeking to change or overcome unwanted same-sex attractions, behavior, or identity. Pray for our case in Tampa. This is one of many cases like this that we are working on around the country. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We ask that you pray for the ministry and stand with us in financial support. All of the cases that we handle, all of the counsel that we provide. We do it as part of our ministry at no cost. And we couldn't do it without, obviously, your prayers for each of us and for the ministry, and particularly your regular financial support. Liberty Counsel is a 501c3 tax-deductible organization, so contributions are tax-deductible, and you can make online contributions or learn more about us at Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.